Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to our Shirin Tzvas Emes. The Pasuk tells us that when Amalek was attacking Klal Yisrael, Amalek attacked Kol HaNachshalim Acharecha, all those that were straggling behind the camp of Klal Yisrael. And Rashi tells us, and Chazal tell us, that these were the people that were outside of the Anani HaKavod. The Anani HaKavod was created in order to protect Klal Yisrael from the outside elements in the Midbar, both the physical elements, the spiritual elements, the sun, the rain, the dirt on the floor. And it was also there to protect them from the armies that were coming to attack Klal Yisrael. Yet the ones that were Amalek was able to attack was Kol HaNachshalim Acharecha, those that were outside of the Anani HaKavod. And the Balei Turim tells us, and Chazal tells us in the Gemara, that who were the ones that were outside of the Anani HaKavod? Zu Shevet Dan, it was Shevet Dan, She'ivet Avodah Zarah, which had served Avodah Zarah, causing them to be outside of the Anani HaKavod. And the Chedushi HaRim, Schussi Yagan Aleinu, the grandfather of the Tzvas Emes, has a very simple question. How can it be that Shevet Dan, one of the greatest Shvatim in Klal Yisrael, one of the Shiftei Ko, was able to serve Avodah Zarah, causing them to be outside of the Anani HaKavod, opening them up for an attack by Amalek? How could it be that Shevet Dan served Avodah Zarah? We know Klal Yisrael did the Chet HaEgel, but what did Shevet Dan do, and how did Shevet Dan fall to the place of being Eivet Avodah Zarah, the Dar HaMidbar, the Dar Deah? How is it possible that they served Avodah Zarah in the Midbar? Says the Chedush HaRim, an unbelievable Chiddush, something which we need to repeat over again and again and again. Says the Chedush HaRim, Shevet Dan, the name Dan means to judge. And we know the Gemara in Psachim Daf Dalet tells us that if somebody sees somebody who's constantly taking people to Bezdin, you know Shevet Dan Ka'asi, you know that he came from Shevet Dan, because the name Dan is not only just a name, but it's a name which represents judgment, which represents somebody who's judging other people. Says the Chedush HaRim that they did not only judge other people. Shevet Dan was not only called up because they judged other people and were constantly trying to bring people to Bezdin, but Shevet Dan was also called Shevet Dan because they judged themselves. And Zakta Chedush HaRim, Shevet Dan looked at themselves and they looked at who they were and they said, why do we think that we're worthy of going inside of the Anani HaKavod? The Anani HaKavod, to be in that place of Ashuras HaShechina, to be inside of the Machina HaShechina. Shevet Dan said, we're humans, we're not perfect, we messed up before, we've done Averis, and therefore we don't view ourselves, we don't recognize that we are worthy of being inside of the Anani HaKavod. And they told Klal Yisrael, listen, if you want to be inside of the Anani HaKavod, that's fine, but we are going to stand outside, we'll follow, we'll be along with Klal Yisrael, but we don't see ourselves as being worthy of being inside of the Anani HaKavod, and therefore they stayed outside of the Anani HaKavod. Says the Chedush HaRim, that itself, that machshava, is a bechina, it's an aspect of Avodah Zarah. While it's not bowing down to an idol, but that's also Avodah Zarah. Why? Because if the Rabbanu Shalom says about you that you're worthy of being inside of the Anani HaKavod, who in the world are you to say that you're not worthy? That's Avodah Zarah. Hashem says one thing, and you say, I think otherwise. Hashem says you are worthy inside of being inside of the Anani HaKavod, and you say about yourself, you judge yourself and say we're not worthy. Zakt Chedush HaRim, that itself is a bechina, it's an aspect of Avodah Zarah. And because Shevet Dan did that, they allowed themselves to be attacked by Amalek. We all know that Amalek is gematria, has the same numerical value as the word Safek, doubt. Amalek represents the doubt that a Yid feels if he's worthy of being inside of the Anani HaKavod or not. And because Shevet Dan judged themselves and says we're not worthy and stayed outside of the Anani HaKavod, they opened themselves up to an attack by Amalek. Zakta Chedush HaRim, any Yid who views himself as not worthy of being Eved Hashem, any Yid who says, because of the Averis that I've done, I'm not worthy of coming before the Rabbanu Shem and davening a Shemana Esrei. I did an Avera, I don't have the ability to daven Shachris. I did something wrong, I don't have the ability to put on tefillin. I'm not able to be connected to Hashem because of what I've done. Zakta Chedush HaRim, that's a Bechin, that's an aspect of being Eved Avodah Zarah Chalila. A person, the Rabbanu Shem says about a Yid, that he is a chelek alekai mimal. The Rabbanu Shem says about a Yid alekai neshama shenasata bi tahirihi. The Rabbanu Shem says that we have an neshama inside of us which is tar, which is a chelek alekai mimal. It's a piece, kaviyachal, of the Rabbanu Shalom. Who are you to say about yourself that you're not worthy, because of the things that you've done? That's judging oneself unfavorably. And that itself is a bechina of Avodah Zarah. They bring it down for the Heliger Ramesha Kabriner, Schusse Yogan Aleinu, that he said over that if a Yid does an Avera, and a Yid then feels like it's impossible for him to daven Mincha, comes time for Mincha, it's getting close to Shkia, and there's a minyan Mincha starting in a shul, and he thinks back to what he's done, and thinks back to the Avera that he did earlier that day, and says, who am I to go daven mincha, to talk to the Rabbeinu Shem in first person, kaviyach, to say Baruch Atah Hashem, to talk to Hashem, to tell him what I need? How in the world can I be zoiche, can I be worthy of talking to Hashem, telling him what I need, thanking him? He doesn't want to hear from me. Do you know what I've done this morning? Do you know how terrible I am? Do you know how much I rebelled against Hashem? He doesn't want to hear from me. Zakter Moshe Karbiner, any Yid who thinks that hasn't crossed the threshold of understanding what Chassidus is. And then he thought for a second, he paused, and he says, no, they haven't crossed the threshold of understanding what Yiddishkeit is. If a Yid thinks that because he's done one thing wrong, or many things wrong, he's not worthy of having a relationship with Hashem, he's not worthy of davening a mincha, if he thinks that the Rebbeinu Hashem is not waiting with bated breath, kaviyachal, for his mincha, he doesn't understand what Yiddishkeit is all about. He doesn't understand what the Rabbeinu Shalom is all about, and he doesn't understand what he's all about. How holy, how inherently holy he is, and how Kaddish he is, and how the Chelek Elikaimi Mal inside of him is still shining. And that's the Avodah, our Avodah during Elul. As we start working on the world of Tshuva, we need to recognize how worthy we really are. That yeah, we've done things that are wrong, and we're not perfect, and we have our Chatan that we need to work on. But nevertheless, we should never say about ourselves that we're not worthy of being inside of the Anana covered, that we're not worthy of having a relationship with Hashem, that we're not worthy of being able to talk to Hashem in the most intimate, real way possible. And Emirat Hashem, by doing that, by talking to Hashem in a real way, by recognizing that we are worthy, and Hashem wants to have a relationship with us, Emirat Hashem will be zeicha not to be, like the Chidushim tells us, to be oivet avay dezara chalila. Emirat Hashem will be able to be zeicha to have a real, genuine relationship with Hashem. Hashem should help us be zeicha to do tshuva properly, and Emirat Hashem be able to come into Yom Shekulei Shabbos, the Meher of Yemenu, had a great Shabbos.